You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Bo Morgan here. The Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, live from Flowery Branch. Hanging out here at Atlanta Falcons training camp and pleased to be joined by Mr. Rook Arororo. And I've said your name a number of times now, dating all the way back to the draft, so settling in that way. First of all, let's talk about the weather, and we'll get into some more off-the-field stuff and have some fun. But second day of rain, you guys worked outside yesterday. Got a ton of work indoors today. What's it feel like coming in there in the indoor and having a little bit of air conditioning, but still getting after it pretty good?
Yeah, it feels good, you know, getting a little bit of air conditioning. You know, the field isn't as big, so you ain't running all over the place. But me, preferably, I'd rather be outside. I like that grass. That grass is better on your joints to me. So I can't wait till we get back out there in that heat, man.
Rook. Second year in the league, but first year in this defense with Ulbrich, there are some changes, but it's somewhat of a similar style of defense as far as how the whole point is to attack and get up the field from the line as you played at Clemson.
Yeah, it's pretty much similar. You know, just be aggressive up front, linebackers flow off of, and we just all play off each other. We feed off each other, and we're just trying to make plays in the backfield.
That being said about it, do you feel like it kind of fits your style of play, where you're at as a defensive lineman, more than you maybe did last year?
I would say I definitely prefer this a little more just because, you know, you could use your athleticism. You don't have to think as much. You just get upfield and you play your box as they come.
We are joined by Rook Arororo live from Falcons training camp out in Flowery Branch on the Morning Shift. What is your experience here at training camp this year versus your rookie year?
I would say this year it's not new. You know, when stuff is new, it could kind of be, I wouldn't say overwhelming, but you've never done it before, so just the unknown. But now it's not unknown. I know the coaches. I'm familiar with the way practice goes. And just knowing that I've done it before and just to go out there and do it again now, this time at a higher level, it's just even much more better, especially that I'm not a rookie no more. So,
well, let's talk about that defense line room a little bit. Obviously, the departure of Grady Jarrett, Eddie Goldman, you step into a little bit more of a veteran role. Talk to us about the personalities in that room, because from the outside, you know, looking at the fact that they obviously trust in Brandon Dorlus, Braylon Trice, some of the second-year guys, did not replace some of the departures. And so they obviously expect you guys to step into that. But talk to us about the leadership, yourself, David Onyemata, some of those other guys.
Definitely, yeah. We got some really good vets in the room. Street, he's on year 8. You got Fox and O, they're on year 10. So just having guys that's been playing at a high level, it's hard to stay in this league for a long time. And those guys have been there for a long time. And so with a lot of young guys in the room, it's a great mix because you can learn so much from them. Like, we're always asking questions to them, and they have the answer to every single question because they've seen every block, they've played every block, and they've played a ton of snaps. So why not get all that knowledge from them?
Yeah, and I wondered that too with Morgan Fox coming over. It seems like he's played a little bit of head up five, you know, the four eye, B gap. You are kind of modeled that way where you can do a little bit of everything up and down the line of scrimmage. What do you prefer to do? Do you prefer to be out over the offensive tackle? You like getting in any of that A-gap work against the big fellas inside? Where do you prefer to be at?
Me, I play anywhere, honestly. Just as long as my hand in the dirt and I'm going out there to play football, you can put me from the 0 to a 9 and I'll play it.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
I love
it.
Now, Rook, one of us in this room is the enemy for you because this guy played offensive line here and then in Alabama. So when you're moving all over the line, and really especially when you go against the other ones, is there a guy that maybe you either want to go against because it'll sharpen, or you kind of like going against, or don't want to go against?
I like going against all the guys, especially in the interior. You know, we got Chris Lindstrom, we got Bergeron, and they're two different players. So you get work different ways and different sides. You know, one has a bigger body, and not, to me, one's more fast. And so just getting that work and mixing it in from both great guys, you know, it's really good for me and my development.
Joined here by Ruka Roro on the morning shift. All right, Nate Oley comes to town. This is a guy that's been across the league. He's done some pretty good things. How's your time been so far working with him? Because he's gotten some guys up to speed in this league.
Yeah, nah, it's definitely been fun, man. He's bringing a lot of energy. He's the same every day. He's consistent, and we feed off of that energy. We go out there, and we play hard, and he coaches hard, and he demands a lot from us, and that's great. As a competitor, you want a lot to be demanded from you because it brings so much more stuff out of you that you didn't even know you had. So it's been really good working with him.
And since we're at training camp, we got to know, who are you rooming with?
Shoot, it's me, Trice, Brandon, and Simeon.
Yeah. All right, who is controlling the aux? Who brought a console? What's the vibe in there?
If I'm being honest, I don't even hear none of them. Like, sometimes I come home, everybody's door closed, and like, it doesn't even feel like anybody's home, if I'm being honest. We leave at different times. I wake up and nobody's there, but I always see them at work. So, yeah.
I love it.
That seems like a pretty good group. All right, we'll finish up with this. Ruka Roro, defensive lineman for the Atlanta Falcons. Let's talk about the vibes out at practice. Now, a lot has been made about James Pierce and the fights and the chaos that comes with that. Now, when you see a rookie like a James Pierce start to square up with another guy, all right, do you run in blindly as like, oh, that's a defense, like I gotta have his back? Or do you run in there and you're like, yo, Rook, calm down. That's a good dude. Matthew Bergeron's a good dude. Like, how do you kind of balance that as you fly in to try to help separate things?
Me personally, I just run in there, one, because I just want to see the vibes. You know, if it's a one-on-one, let it be that. If more people jump in, I'm going to be right there with my boys. But honestly, man, when you're in the trenches, it gets physical, man. You know how it goes. Yeah. You're in the trenches, it gets physical. Sparks fly. And sometimes you got to duke it out a little bit and shake hands at the end of the day and be best friends right in the locker room again. So it's all fun and games. It's all good, man. And I'm really excited.
Yeah, that was Ruka Roro joining us on the morning shift. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. What was surprising to me about your question, Mike, and asking about the fights, and he said, oh, I just run in there. You know what's scary about that? He did it with the biggest smile on his face. Like, dimples out.
Well, and I will say,
I just run in there.
One of my biggest takeaways was he answered everything with a smile.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he had such an infectious smile. And good vibes. We talked about the vibes on the fights. He had good vibes just walking in that room and having a chance to chat with us yesterday.
That
was
really a
cool,
fulfilling interview for me. And the reason
good
why
word.
Is
word.
I understand being critical of draft picks and what you think guys can be in the league and everything, but I felt that he was, by some in the media and the fan base, treated unfairly. And it almost felt like it was personal against him, because they just didn't watch him play in college, right? And he's a guy I've pulled for. Like, I asked this question, and the microphone had an issue. It was my fault. I went over it.
Oh, is that what you figured out?
When I grabbed it, because Mike got his full question, and when I grabbed it, but I asked him about that first game he played against Tampa last year. He knew exactly where I was. Obviously, knew where I was going, and his face, speaking of lit up. Then when I said about that, you got in, and made a play immediately, And so I think he's the guy that could be really good in this defense for what they want to do, and that's Ulbrich. But I genuinely pull for that guy a lot. Obviously, he's a Falcon, so I already do, but I mean just on a personal level. And he makes it easy because he's a very nice guy. Like, he's very, he's just fun. I mean, just really fun to be around.
Yeah.
And
Positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that, though?
Yeah.
That's what you want in certain guys. Like, all these guys are different, but he runs in there. He can still have that edge, but kind of be loose, too, right? Leonard Floyd's that way.
Right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, let me ask you, Mike, because, you know, you've gone through these tough practices, this training camp schedule. When you have to do media afterwards, how difficult is it to be poised and composed like Rook was with us yesterday with a big smile on your face through all of it? I mean, you've just kind of put your body through some damage.
Yeah, well, and let me just say this. After the 2.5 hours we saw them in the indoor yesterday, I would be happy that that was over as well. I mean, he immediately walked off the field and walked right into that interview. And it's tough, and I think that we've all seen, we all understand kind of behind the scenes of, man, they're going to do 10 minutes with us. Mm-hmm. They're going to go, you know, 10, 15 behind a podium. You might have CBS or NFL Network or Bleacher Report who was out here yesterday. They might have to go sit with those guys as well. It's just these guys, Michael Penix, it's Drake London, Bijan Robinson's, are being pulled in a million different directions after practice. And they're absolutely exhausted. And there's a lot to be said about how guys like Rook can come in here and handle themselves on any given day and have a smile on their face and answer your questions to the best of their ability. So,
well,
I just – every time – and we haven't had letdown interviews this year, but there have been some in the past where you're like, okay, this guy doesn't feel like talking, and I understand it. But every time that they are willing to talk with a smile on their face, it does. It makes you root for those guys like Rook Ororo that much more because he just – you could feel the vibes coming off of him.
And sometimes they get asked very stupid questions. I mean, we overheard an interview. I'm not going to say who was being interviewed, and I don't know who was doing the interview, but I could hear the questions, and they were awful. I was just like,
lead-in questions. You guys are expecting big things offensively this year, right?
I was like, why are you? It was just worse. It was worse than that. That's not the guy. Why are you asking this person about that? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even that person wasn't a member of our media corps. That was something that was done over a phone or something. But it's just weird. I don't know. They get some weird things asked of them.
We've talked a number of times about when I scored a touchdown in 2012, and it was the only pass I ever caught. 1 week or 2 weeks before that, Joe Holly got targeted on a pass. He was playing like a fullback position, and he dropped it, like hit off his chest, and he dropped it, and he, you know, was really upset about it. And a media member comes in the locker room. I can't even remember who it was. I'd be able to point to their face if I saw them. But a media member comes in the locker room. The cameras come on. They want to ask me. Basically trying to stir up a controversy of, like, is it me? Is it you versus him? Did you brag to him? Did you get in his face and say, ha-ha, I caught a ball and you didn't? I was like, look, man, I don't know what you're trying to do here, but you're barking up the wrong tree. Like I know that you and I have not spent that much time talking to one another, but you're going to want to take that question to another place in the locker room. That's not exactly how offensive linemen who have caught passes do not exactly talk trash to one another. It's like, dude, that's the dumbest question I ever heard. That interview's flying out around there somewhere on the web, and you can just see my face like, say that again? No idea what you're talking about right now. So.
Well, we definitely try not to have those kinds of questions when we are lucky enough to get these players. Who are we talking to today?
Braylon Trice.
Okay.
Braylon Trice. That'll be a fun interview. And I am curious to kind of get his thoughts coming off the rehab and things like that and how he feels like he fits into this defense.
All right. We will have that for you tomorrow. Same time, same station, 7 a.m.
Same place.
Yes, coming up next, ESPN is acquiring the NFL Network and the rights to Red Zone. We'll talk about it when we go in the huddle. That is next with the Morning Shift, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.